began here at UBC in July of 1990. Good afternoon, Stephen.
Good afternoon.
I understand the Other Citizens Forum is going to be having a conference next weekend on Saturday, February 16th. But first of all, do you want to tell me a little bit about your forum and how it differs from the Federal Citizens Forum?
Well, it differs mainly in the process. We're looking at a grassroots version of the Citizens Forum. Basically, the government engineered group that's headed by Keith Spicer is no different from sort of the elite decision-making, elite control that's characterized Canadian politics for, you know, as far back as you want to go. And Keith Spicer makes the decisions. He decides who comes to the forum. He decides what goes into the forum. And we're basically the opposite. This is from the ground up.
And who are the other people involved? Who are the other founders of your Other Citizens Forum?
Okay, my friend Mark Cameron. He's a political science student as well at UBC, and Dr. Philip Resnick of the Department of Political Science at UBC are the other two members, founding members.
Now, what's the purpose of your forum?
Well, basically, we've got a goal in mind, and the goal is to have a conference, and all our efforts since July have been directed towards having this conference. The goal of the conference is both symbolic and it's sort of consciousness raising, to encourage other people across the country to take similar actions. We've got eight issues we're going to discuss. We're not going to solve them obviously, but we're going to be demonstrating that it's possible for people to come together in and of themselves and just debate and talk about the future of Canada. So we've basically got a symbolic component.
And the dual nature of Canada, the French-English division, I'm sure that will be one of your components. And I know Philip Resnick, he wrote a book called Letters to a Quebecois Friend, and in that book he has a rather radical, I guess you could say, opinion as far as English and French Canada go, in that he expressed that English Canada needs to be understood just as French Canada does, and I know that kind of got a lot of people angry. Is that a position that your forum holds? Is that one of your platforms?
Well, just one thing is that Phil hasn't been, we're not simply carrying out Phil's goals and designs. He's been really good about providing you know, energy to organize this thing, but we're not simply adopting his ideas. We do think that English Canada had better know what it wants. English speaking Canada had better know what it wants, and so our goal is to get people of English speaking Canada talking, discussing alternatives to our future.
Now, your title, the Other Citizens Forum. You were first called the Citizens Forum, and then the federal government adopted that name. Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, well, everyone knows about the revolutions that have been sweeping Eastern Europe, and Vaclav Havel's group in Czechoslovakia was called the Civic Forum, and therefore we sort of took our name from that, and we called ourselves the Citizens Forum. Come October, we published a letter calling ourselves that, and then in November, when Keith Spicer was appointed the head of this commission on Canada's future, he dubbed themselves the Citizens Forum, and at that point we knew we couldn't compete, so we had to change the name. So other sort of denotes alternative.
All right, and what about the infrastructure of your forum and also the funding? Is anybody funding you, and how are you made up? You have an executive, do you have membership?
Yeah, well, what happened is the membership's been growing since October. We wrote a letter to the UBC, the student newspaper, and we got about 30 people out at the meeting. Of that, there's been 15 active members who basically comprise the executive. These are people from, these are students, they're faculty, they're community members, and we've met once a week ever since then, and we've basically delegated all the responsibilities for organizing the conference.
And what about funding?
We were very, very concerned about where our money was coming from. We've accepted no government funding, and we've accepted no corporate or union funding. It's all coming out of the pockets of the people who are participating. It's pretty much a shoestring budget.
Other than monetary support, have you had any other support from organizations who may believe in what you're doing?
Yeah, we've been really encouraged by the people who've noticed what's happening and have contacted us. This is again one of the primary goals, which is to sort of to reach out across Canada and encourage other people to do the same. I've been contacted by a number of people who've we've invited to give submissions, and I've most recently, I've had lunch with a fellow from a group that's calling itself the Friends of Canada. They are a bunch of people across Canada who are developing a network and a platform similar to ours, and are looking at coming out next April and working towards a constituent assembly, which is similar to some of the goals we have concerning participatory democracy.
Now, you've set up the other Citizens Forum because you feel that the Citizens Forum as it stands now is fairly ineffective at a constituent level. Can you give me an example of how you feel that this is a top-down process, the federal Citizens Forum?
Well, yeah. You can take yourself all the way back to just before Meech Lake died. We look back on June 12th, there was Mulroney's famous roll the dice speech where he not only bragged about having planned that last-minute conference to put pressure on Wells and Filmon and so on, but he also was very cynical about the idea of citizen participation in constitutional decision-making and other areas. And so it was very, very funny to see him come out in October, November with this idea for a forum. And this forum's going to go around the country, and they have to, in 6 months, deliver what the ideas of the citizens of Canada concerning their future. I think that's, in and of itself, we see the same people making the same decisions and going about it in the same way. The commission decides where they're going to speak. They several of the meetings in Vancouver, I know, have been by invite only. I know that people who have approached the Citizens Forum to make submissions have been, in a sense, vetted, and have not been allowed. Their views have not concorded with the members. Keith Spicer, when he went to the Yukon, he came back. The reporters asked him, you know, what did you find? And he said, basically what I thought I'd find. I think that basically sums it up right there. I phoned the Citizens Forum on the phone line, and I called them, and they said, okay, what are your ideas for the future of Canada? And I was like, well, 5 minutes or less? What do you want? And I just think that you've got a million pithy solutions that they're supposed to get, and I think nothing's going to really come out of it except what Keith Spicer and his commissioners want. Not what the people want, not an aggregate of responses.
And your conference that's being held on February 16th, is it by invitation only, or is it open to the public?
We are open to everybody. We've been contacted. We're a youth-based, student-based movement. We started by students. It's based in the university. But we have not only had the faculty and staff out here involved, we've had community members from all over the Lower Mainland. And we've been really pushing to get our promotional material out and encourage people from high school students to senior citizens to participate.
And before we go, can you tell us where and when the conference begins?
Okay, well, the Friday night of February the 15th, it's going to be at Freddie Wood Theater. We're going to have a panel of speakers, but the next day, the real work's going to get done in terms of input from people. It's going to be at the sub building from 9 to 5. There's going to be discussions, workshops, and then a plenary session.
And is there a phone number people can call if they want to put some input into the other Citizens Forum or just want more information?
Yeah, there is. We've got three phone numbers. I'll just give you two here. The Citizens Forum contact number, there's a message line. It's 736-1812. And as well, there's another number. It's 263-0247. As well, we have a P.O. box number at Sub-Union Building. It's box 117.
Okay, thank you very much. We've been speaking this afternoon with Stephen Chase, one of the co-founders of the Other Citizens Forum here at UBC. Thank you very much, Stephen.
Thank you.